Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We're on Long Island News Radio, 103.9 FM, and I want to welcome you to the show today. What we're going to do today is we're going to handle a few things that have been on my mind and what kind of things I've been reacting to lately. Recently, I took a trip to Chicago, and I am so put off by how badly we are treated as passengers on the airlines, and for one thing. But the other thing is the enormous expense and the unpredictability of the expense when you're traveling on a last-minute basis. I went to Chicago recently, and a week before, my wife ordered tickets from the airline and learned that it was $1,000 for each of us because we were only a week out from the date of departure. And we had to go into Kennedy Airport to boot because they didn't have anything out here in Long Island. And I said, you know what? We're not going to do it. We're just not going to do it. We'll drive. And she says, you're nuts. I said, no, I'm not nuts. I says, I'd rather go through the inconvenience of driving. It's about a 13-hour trip, and we probably can't make it in one day without exhausting ourselves. So we'll stay over in a hotel and see what that costs. And the whole trip cost us about $180 for gasoline, about another $150 in tolls, and about $200 in hotels. And we would have had to rent a car there when we got there anyway, so we didn't do that. We stayed a few days in Chicago for a wedding and to be with family members. But what it was so interesting about the trip was that where we stayed was at an Airbnb. I don't know if anybody knows if you know what an Airbnb is, but it's a website which puts people together, and they really do a pretty good investigation of who you are and who the people are that you're staying with. So it's kind of safe and it's neat. And we stayed with a professor of philosophy, who's also an author, and his wife, who's a veterinarian and an artist, and it was an interesting experience, and that's where we spent that night. Instead of being in a cold hotel where you know nobody, and it's just, a nuisance. So that was a very positive experience. Now, on the radio today, when I was listening to another show on NPR, a man was talking about how we're happier when we're talking to people. If you're traveling in a train or a plane or any place, and you don't know anybody around you, you tend to be quiet. You listen to your devices that you bring aboard, and you listen to entertainment, and it's a solitary experience. Well, they did a test on having people talk to each other. Now, they got this group of people who agreed that they would initiate conversation with strangers. Well, one of the things about initiating conversation with strangers is that we're a little fearful of the fact that we're going to be annoying, that they'd rather not talk to us in the first place. And they found that in the groups that they put together, and they had them do this experiment, that the people who were on the receiving end of the conversation, they expected to be negative to it. And the people who wanted to initiate it were afraid because of that fear of being rejected by the other people. Well, the people who had conversations with other people enjoyed their trip a lot more. And it was a much more interesting trip than just listening to something that was on pre-recorded tape or something of that nature. So travel is a nuisance. I mean, it really is. They've really made it hard and very difficult to get on an airplane. I did travel to Florida on an overnighter to Fort Lauderdale from Penn Station because I'm going to Europe next year, and I'm going to have to fly. But in the United States, I'd really rather take a train because trains have a lot more room. You can walk from one car to another. You go to the dining car to eat at a table rather than something on your lap in an airplane. And you have you can get accommodations to sleep. So if it's a long trip, the trip to Florida was 29 hours, which is ludicrous because we can do this in much less time if we had proper rails, which is another thing. It's a crow in my throat. We had to wait an hour for a long freight train to have priority because the freight trains have priority because we gave away, our wonderful Congress down in Washington gave away the rails to the private industry, and Amtrak now is at the mercy of the people who control the rails, which is the freight lines. So we sat on a track for an hour doing absolutely nothing while we waited for the freight train to make its run. So for all this, we have not put a hell of a lot of money into infrastructure, which we need. And we're an embarrassment to the world in this country for what we haven't done and what they are doing. And as I said in a previous program, I traveled on a maglev train in China, and that particular train was able to travel at a top speed of 274 miles an hour. It appalls me that that's true, that they have that technology and we don't, considering it was invented about 20 miles from where I'm sitting in Brookhaven Town, and by two people who are Native Americans. They are, born in American soil and scientists for the government for many years, and they invented the maglev. And here we are putzing around with crazy airports that don't work and airlines that don't care, with trains that are inefficient but comfortable otherwise. So that's my transportation gripe. I want to talk about the Ferguson situation and what's happening out there at this point. There are so many people around the country that are demonstrating on behalf of this young man who was killed by the policeman. And it's probably not the best example of what happens with police forces. I think Trayvon Martin was a better example because this kid was completely innocent, doing absolutely nothing wrong. And whereas this other fellow in Ferguson was controversial because he had done something in a convenience store that would cause people to have lack of sympathy for him. But why is this outpouring now? And I'll tell you why I think it is. I think that most of us are just so fed up with the way things are, the way Washington is, controlled by interests that are not in the interest of the public. And that we're seething all over, and our middle class is shrinking, and people like me who grew up in a working class, middle class, where we made our money with our hands in our early days at least, and then later on with our investments, because we had investments, because we were able to earn enough money as a craftsman. We don't have that anymore. And you don't have, once you crush the earning power of individuals, you don't have individuals spending money on the society that they support. There is no support. And you can't even tax them enough because they don't have the money to tax. So what happened in the 60s, 70s, even the late 50s, was that there was such a big middle class and they had such a taxable base, even if you weren't taxing them at the highest rates. And which the middle class were less taxed than the wealthy, we had tons of money for infrastructure, and we did build a lot. And now that's all gone. And that is my take on one of the reasons why the people are so angry about Ferguson, because it's just a focal point. It's not the central issue anymore. It's treated like the central issue, but it's really not. It's that seething, sense of frustration that we're not getting what we're supposed to be getting. So that is my take on that. This is Ernie Fazio, and we'll be back with other topics when I return. This is Long Island News Radio, 103.9 FM, and this is Earnestly Speaking.